All you reindeer, gather round. Looks like I'll have to use Santa's magic to deliver gifts this Christmas. For safety reasons, I'm grounding the entire fleet.
Rudolph, you don't have to put on the red nose. This Christmas is different. You and the others can just stay home. Rudolph, you don't have to light the way tonight. Santa's sleeping in. He said Amazon will make it right. Rudolph, you don't have to put on the red nose. Rudolph, you don't have to put on the red nose.
Rudolph,
turn off the red nose.
Rudolph.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, because this is an important day. We learn so much, and I know I do, every time I start delving into what's going on. So, 991FMTalk.com. I'm getting so many texts on this subject, but I still want to know your opinion in the numbers as well. Do you think the censorship of social media is a violation of your First Amendment right? You know, that freedom of speech, expression. But what about it when it's on somebody else's platform and you sign an agreement to use that platform by their rules? Does anybody even read those agreements? It's kind of like politicians taking an oath to protect the Constitution. Nobody really knows. It just, all right. Today's question and yesterday's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. With Governor Sisolak's latest action of extending the eviction moratorium, should the state have to compensate landlords with tenants that are overdue in their rents? 73% of those participating in the poll said yes. So I saw a commercial last night that is or was pretty disgusting in my mind. It was a guy dressed up as COVID visiting family for the holidays. Excuse me while I take a engineering break here for just a second. Craig, please close your mic. Thank you. So this commercial, once again, is meant to scare people that COVID loves visiting family and friends for the holidays. That is just complete garbage. Do not stop the way that you celebrate. Do not stop the way that you love. Do not stop being with your family and friends from a made-up pandemic. When the WHO and the CDC came out and said, these numbers are wrong. We way overestimated. It's not actually pandemic level. Then why wasn't every single business opened up fully? Because they couldn't do that. They had already started down that path and chosen this made-up pandemic to push what is called the Great Reset. It's about control, and it's about controlling you and your actions. And you give into that 100% every time you put a mask on, every time you shut down your business, every time you stay at home. That's just my personal opinion, though. Do your research. Don't listen to mainstream media. Do your research. Look up Dr. Shiva. Look up Operation Freedom. Look up people that actually have degrees and practice in this. And then look up what they say about Dr. Fauci. and what he did back at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic. He's a paid player, people. That's all I can say. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 because we have a very special guest with us, which every time I think of him, I want to consider not reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Instead of sitting down and reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas to your family this holiday season, pull out the Constitution, because that's what we should be celebrating this time of year. GuardTheConstitution.com. Joining us right now is Sean Meehan. Sean, thank you so much for joining me today.
Monica, it's great to be here. Are we talking about the Constitution? Because I called in to get the chocolate.
I'm sorry, baby. That was the last hour. You lost. This hour, we're giving away barbecue from 10 Crows Barbecue, South Lake Tahoe. So what do you think?
I'll make sure to loop around for that one.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, let's talk about the Constitution, because people are really getting a civics lesson right now on what's going on and what's not going on. Yesterday, boy, I wish I had a three-hour show so I could have had you on yesterday. Let everybody know what is going on with the electors for the Electoral College here in Nevada, because the media just covered the Democrats casting their votes for President Trump.
Happy to do that. Really quick, let me answer a couple other questions you brought up on your show. I want to encourage people to Google NRS 414. That's the governor's emergency powers. And then also Google the takings clause. And I believe we're in some serious trouble when this COVID disaster and all the lawsuits are over, because it says, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. And I think we're going to have to pay a lot of businesses and a lot of landlords. And then as far as the First Amendment, you took it in absolutely the right direction. As much as we misunderstand, free speech and the First Amendment are not the same thing. One's a concept, one's a codified constitution. It's only the government that's prohibited from restricting that. All, you know, Twitter, Facebook, all that, they're private entities. They can discriminate against us all they want. The key is the government protecting them under Section 230. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to see Senator Ted Cruz and a bunch of them going after. If you're not going to be fair and be media, then you don't deserve to be protected.
Exactly.
So that's very important that you're talking about that.
Okay. Well, let me disagree with you for one little fact.
Sure.
Please do not Google. Use Bing or DuckDuckGo or some other. We do not Google here.
Gotcha. as far as yesterday, what happened with the electors, the Republican electors for Nevada elected at the convention this summer in Lake Tahoe, and the delegates there were elected in their county conventions and then in their precincts. The six of us showed up to do our duty under Nevada Revised Statutes 298 and the 12th Amendment. And what that is the 12th Amendment says that state legislatures decide how electors are selected for a state. The Nevada legislature codified into law that the popular vote winner within the state is those electors that are aligned with that candidate shall be. When you look at the very well-documented fraud that more than covers at least four times the spread that Mr. Biden claims in his victory, we've documented the fraud. The courts have ignored it. The courts did not look at our evidence. We feel that we have a moral duty to stand up and vote and send our electors, according to the specific procedure in the Constitution, to the president of the Senate, Vice President Pence, who on January 6th will lead a joint session of Congress, again, under the 12th Amendment, and he very well might do what he says. I have Democrat slate and a Republican slate from Nevada. Members of Congress at that point are enabled by the law and by historical precedent, this has happened a few times before, to consider what they believe to be fact about the credibility of those slates of electors. And then by law, they're required to debate and vote. So what we need your listeners and all Americans to do right now is engage with members of Congress, telephone, fax, email, carrier pigeon, whatever you think works, and respectfully but assertively let them know what you can see at NevadaGOP.org, the very well-documented evidence that we found without the cooperation of any law enforcement agencies. There were veterans in the room, American patriots, people volunteering their time for weeks post-election, and we got facts. And pressure those members of Congress to do their duty. Senate leader Mitch McConnell was on the radio this morning declaring that the election's over, the Electoral College has spoken. The Electoral College voted, but the Electoral College doesn't speak until January 6th. And there is history where Hawaii, for example, and in the 1800s, there were a couple other states. They sent two slates of electors to Congress. Legal action took place after the electors voted that uncovered election fraud. Courts directed that the election be repaired. And because the electors had voted, their right to access and those electoral votes to be counted in the final tally in Congress was preserved. That's the very important legal point that we did yesterday, because we still believe, although it may look hopeless to the public, there are plenty of lawsuits going. I don't think that they quite have the Dominion thing yet, but the credible forensic examiners and the courts are getting close, and that may blow up in this light of sunshine very shortly. So before January 6th, we have a lot of time to get the truth out. And because your Nevada Republican electors preserve President Trump's right to compete, there's still a fair chance this could be done right.
Well, and the other thing that people have to understand is there's only one hard date in that Constitution, in the articles, and that is January 20th. So, yeah, there's plenty of time to get this worked out. What is so different, Sean, about now than just a few years ago?
Ooh.
Okay, it wasn't just a few years ago. A number of years ago when it was Gore versus Bush. You know, that took 41 days, and people were more than happy to sit back and watch it play out. But right now it's the media push. He's out. He lost.
Well, it's the globalists, whatever you want to call it. And by human nature, we are tribal. Just happens our tribe doesn't like to burn things down and beat the heck out of people and send them to the emergency room when we don't get what we want.
Yeah, because if you have to cheat to win, you're still a loser.
Yes, ma'am. You know, in Bush v. Gore, the problem was there were three counties in Florida that were recounting with different methods, and the Equal Protection Clause said, wait a minute, your state has to recount everything the same. You're discriminating against certain voters in certain counties. And so you are coming up on the Safe Harbor Day, so which was before the electors vote. That was December 8th for us. And it's not a hard and fast date in the law. Courts couldn't shift it. But the Supreme Court had directed them to stop counting. You know, the conspiracy theorists wrongly say, oh, well, the Supreme Court gave the election to Bush. No, they just simply said, count the votes fairly and appoint your electors, or guess what? You aren't going to have any. And it's very interesting if you don't Google, but use a search engine and find the Bush v. Gore actual text of the decision. And you read through it, there's a few little snippets you're going to see in the current day's legal arguments. Some great precedents and understandings and explanations were developed during that litigation. So and I just wanted to say, you know, I don't know how long we're going to talk, but before we get off here, I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the patriots out there that came up yesterday. Dion Butts, a bunch of people I've seen on Facebook, and these people introduced themselves. And it was very heartwarming. We had the West Coast Patriots, a constitutional militia, showed up, and they were a very stabilizing force. I know you know them. And the people that have reached out to me this morning, I got a call from a Montana state legislator saying she saw what we did, and she asked if I would teach a class with some of my fellow troublemakers to some of their legislators. Even though they voted Republican, they want to better understand their constitutional rights. So,
and that's the big thing, I think, for everybody. It understanding.
Yeah, But this is hard. Some of us have been working really hard. Boy, people have been working way harder than me on the legal research. And it's American patriots and our faith in God and our support for each other that goes so much farther than you can imagine. That when it's 10:30 at night, we've been meeting all day long and we're tired, it gives us another 30 minutes to suck it up and get what we need to get to the finish line. And you know what? God forbid if Biden gets sworn in on the 20th, we all know the truth of what happened. We don't need to burn anything down, but we just need to ruck up and get ready for battle again and make sure that this never happens again.
And that is going to be my next question for 2022. So hang on the line. I'm going to be right back with Sean Meehan right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Ralphie, what would you like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Carbon Action 200 Jar Rainsball Arrow.
Ooh.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, my God, I shot my eye out.
Fox News and live FM talk radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Not quite live with your calls right yet. And Gene, make sure you call back tomorrow because, boy, I love having conversations with you. And I know you're going to have some good stuff. Gene wanted to talk about COVID in China, but we're going to do that tomorrow as I continue my conversation with Sean Meehan as we talk about the Constitution and the electors casting their ballots yesterday. Sean, the question I had is, did you see what happened in Michigan? And how do people fight back against being locked out?
Well, I did see that, and we experienced something similar. We tried to have a couple of our legislators get us access to the People's House, the building, and we were denied. And, you know, COVID is the reason for everything. But we didn't waste a bunch of mental energy trying to fight that. As you saw, we just set up outside in 32 degrees and there was sunshine and a few little snow flurries. And it got cold after a while, but it was all right. And we were still, it was, we felt it was important to be on the property of the state capitol as close as possible to the building, which is where that meeting should have taken place. And we didn't, you know, like I say, we didn't get upset and waste time. Once they told us we're not going to get in there, we said, okay, we've got a mission to do. And I think that goes to much everything that patriots are fighting for these days. We are a lot of informed people out there that are very intelligent and engaged, but we love fighting with people whose minds will never be changed. They were trained by Saul Alinsky or people that know about Saul Alinsky. And they're just there to be online trolls or in-person trolls, haters, you know, orange man bad, all this baloney. And what I've learned, and you know, your listeners can do this, is I stop people early on when they try to argue with me now. And I just say, if I was to present proof that you would understand and agree with that disputed your position, would you change your mind? And they completely ignore the simple logic of what was said there. I gave them the opportunity to agree or disagree, and they still lose it and blow up their mind. And at that point, you know that there's no point in letting them have free rent in your head. I move on to someone else who's maybe a more moderate blue dog Democrat or somebody that can be persuaded. And it's important to know that when we voted yesterday, we know that Democrats in Nevada and many, many flavors of independents voted for President Donald J. Trump. And we've proudly represented them also.
Well, and that's what is confusing, I think, from what the media puts out, is because people think that the Electoral College voted just for Donald Trump, that the votes that you put in don't count. And that's not the case. That's not truth.
Well, they officially they don't count. We are not, under the law currently, the electors from Nevada. That was the Democrats that voted on Zoom in their house with their masks on, which was incredibly funny entertainment. We believe morally that we were correct, and we believe that before January 20th, we may end up being legally correct. But it is fair to say, as of now, we were not the electors, but we made sure to follow every single possible step in detail according to the law. If you look at my Facebook feed, you'll see pictures of Chairman McDonald and our national committee man, Jim DeGraffenried, at the post office yesterday and sending via registered mail our electoral ballots. I mean, we covered every step. The federal judge in the state, the secretary of state got a copy. We followed letter step by step. And if we are able to find a court where the judge can man or woman up with a titanium spine, they are out there. We just haven't gotten to them yet. This could be flipped. And only because we voted and acted professionally as if we were the appointed electors will President Trump's right to contest this with us, his electors, be preserved. It was a huge key point.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have you back on because it's time for our news break right now. But I want to talk to you again coming up shortly about how we get rid of all of this garbage that is Dominion and Smartmatic software. And by 2022, we get back to a paper hand count ballot so we can all feel more secure in trusting our elections. So will you come back and discuss that with me?
Anytime you want to talk about the Constitution and honoring our founding principles, I'm yours.
All right. Sean Meehan, guardtheconstitution.com. Thank you so much. You can follow him on Facebook and Twitter as well. So we will be back after this break with, I'm hoping he doesn't let me down, Joey Gilbert, fresh off of being live in front of the Washoe County Commission because they're meeting today. And we'll get the latest on what businesses can actually do to stay open and make some money and do what's right. So right now, though, let's do what's right. And caller number 3 at 884-9910. You're going to pick yourself up a gift certificate for 10 Crows Barbecue, South Lake Tahoe. Good stuff. And what a great way just to get out of the house and go enjoy something good. All right, we'll be back with our winner right after this and Joey Gilbert on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT, talk that matters most. FM Talk, 99.1.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we patiently await Joey Gilbert's call. And it's going to give us the latest, not only from the Washoe County Commission, where he was speaking live just a little while ago. That's why we missed our 10:38 interview. But until then, please log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question because, well, the numbers are going to come out tomorrow and then I'll do some explaining. It's kind of like a test. You know what I mean? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think the censorship of social media is a violation of your First Amendment right? Because trust me, if you think the censorship before the election was bad, just wait until what's coming up. All the information, I was up until 4 o'clock last night or this morning tweeting and tweeting and tweeting the pictures that are being released from Hunter Biden's laptop. The information that is being released, it's just, sometimes leaks are a good thing. Yeah. Yesterday's poll question with the governor's latest action of extending the eviction moratorium. Should the state have to compensate landlords with tenants that have overdue rent? You know, maybe the state needs to find some money somewhere to start helping the citizens of Nevada. 73% of those participating in the poll said yes. Remember that old thing from when, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I would watch my mom do accounts payable and receivable, and she had this little stamp that she would put on the bills after like the third one that said, if you pay us, we can pay them and they can pay you. It's literally a vicious circle. So that's it. There you have it. 991fmtalk.com. And make sure that you head on over to my page so you can see some interesting things that are going on with COVID and with the election. And you can always check out the podcast because you'll definitely want to re-listen to Sean Meehan from earlier in the hour and to this gentleman right now, because we've got big going-ons here for the businesses in Nevada. That is Joey Gilbert, Joey Gilbert Law. You can get him online. You can call him up. Joey, thank you so much for joining the program today.
Thank you for having me.
You truly are the champ of Northern Nevada businesses. What do we have going on right now? I'll get to the county commission meeting in just a moment. Because you were up until, you keep hours like me, up until, you know, 1-2 o'clock in the morning the other night, going through all the OSHA rules and regulations. What did you find out for Nevadans?
Oh, boy. Yeah, NAC 618.6435, I believe, is where I started. And after, you know, probably about 5 calls from, you know, just crushed business owners, mothers crying, fathers, you know, being terrorized by this joke that's happening here, the joke being the response to COVID, I decided to take a look at what's it going to take to fight these OSHA fines. And I spent the weekend reviewing the NAC code and the NRS. And then after doing a Facebook, I had 3 former OSHA inspectors reach out to me to show me exactly what these guys are doing wrong, what Sisolak thinks he's doing, what he thinks he can get away with, and what I'm going to shut down. So at the end of the day now, what I've figured out is that OSHA is a racket. They're not even doing a job they're supposed to be doing. We've got high-risk industries in this state that they're supposed to be at, and instead they're running around like the mask police. And again, when you're trying to write people up for a mask, what are you really trying to say? You would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that person has COVID-19 and they are putting people at risk. And now you can't do that. All right. That's not possible. On top of the fact that the person doesn't have it. So the whole game that's being played is a game. It's a sham. It's being used to scare people into submission to keep their businesses at levels they can't survive at. And until people get a ticket or until OSHA inspects them, open up. I'm telling business owners to open up. And if OSHA shows up, don't let them bully you. Tell them to go get a warrant. They need to have a warrant. If they threaten to take your business license, if they threaten to say they're going to come back with more people, tell them, great, here's my attorney, Joey Gilbert, call him and go get a warrant. And they will do anything they can to try and get in that door. They will come up with stories. You ask for their name, their badge. You ask them why they're there. Ask them what their business is for, who reported you. Was it an employee that reported you, or was it an anonymous report? You get all that information first before you do a thing, and you record it. When OSHA shows up on your property, you pull out your phone. This is public property, okay? These are private residences where public. I mean, these are businesses where the public can come, so you can record them. So you record them, you get your employees to record them, you record them, and you start with their name. You ask them for their badge, and you ask them why they're there. And then after you've spoken with them, you can decide at any time whether you want to continue that discussion or you can ask them to leave and go get a warrant. And again, I'll say this one more time. They will try to bully you. They will try to scare you. They will try to threaten you. Simply be polite and tell them, sorry, go get a warrant. This is not how it's going to go down in this community, in this state anymore. And we need to follow the rule of law. And you point to me where the people voted for this nonsense. And if you can show me that, then I'll tell you to let OSHA in. But if you can't, they can go get a warrant or do whatever they need to do and come back. And here's the last thing I'll say. When they go get that warrant, they better not come back and think they can tear your place up. That warrant better describe with specificity exactly what they're there for. So it can't be a laundry list of items to scare you and shut you down. If it was masks or social distancing or occupancy, then they better state that. They better come back just for that and then better go on their way. But the most important thing here, Monica, that everyone needs to know is every one of these OSHA violations, you can appeal, you can ask, you can immediately challenge, ask for an informal hearing, and then you can set it for the review board. And I'm telling everybody right now, take it, set it for an informal hearing, and immediately enact it and set it for the review board. We're going to fight every single one of these. And here's the last key piece that's beautiful. Every one of these review board hearings is appealable to the district court. The district courts of Nevada, where I live, my specialty, rules of evidence apply. The NRS applies, so they can bring it. Subpoenas, I am going to have a field day with this nonsense. So at the end of the day, like I said again, OSHA is nothing but a goon squad by our governor to scare businesses into complying to stage shut down to ridiculous numbers that can't survive on. And until OSHA shows up, open your businesses as much as you want to, feed your families, pay your bills, because there ain't no money coming. The governor just said on Sunday the state is broke, the rainy day fund's empty, and there's no federal dollars coming. But the last thing I'll say to the communities, the counties that are scared of the governor taking funding from them, there is no funding. And the most important part of the CARES Act is it comes without any funding limitations. There are no conditions put on these limitations for the states, and they cannot then turn around and put conditions on these funds. So that's what everyone needs to understand. Counties need to open up. People need to go back to business. And if OSHA comes knocking or the health department comes knocking, you take their little fine, you be polite, and we will follow the process.
And that's what other people have been doing in other states. That gym owner that hasn't shut down has $1.5 million in fines, and he is not shutting down. We need Nevadans to come to the table and stand up for their businesses and what they have worked so hard to build. I had a text earlier, Joey, because I've been, you know, promoting that you're going to be here. And somebody texted me, what do we do when the gaming board comes into an establishment to make guidelines? Is this for any agency that is being taken on, or is this just for OSHA and the health department?
This is mainly OSHA and the health department. In Nevada, the gaming commission is the gaming commission, and to have those games in there and to have a gaming license, you're going to have to toe the line on that one. I honestly would strongly encourage anybody to not screw with gaming, because they are really under a hammer. And so they're going to have to do what they have to do to continue to operate. Again, I'm happy to appear for anybody, whether it's a gaming control board, a violation or an OSHA violation or whatever it is. It's all nonsense. They can't artificially and magically invent laws and rules around mass and social distancing that they're going to then penalize you for. And at the end of the day, be respectful, be kind, do what you need to do to keep your business open. Call my law office and follow the process. There's templates on my Facebook and on my COVID-19 Nevada Strong page. And I'll tell everybody again, COVID-19 Nevada Strong is going to have the templates and the process that you follow for anything. But if you get something that's not health or not OSHA, call me. Let's chat about it, because I don't want to give anybody the wrong advice, but I'm absolutely willing to take it on. I'll go before anybody, any commission, any administrative hearing, anytime. Bring it on.
Speaking of administration hearings, you were at the Washoe County Commission this morning. What happened there?
We're still here. I've got hundreds of people providing public testimony on how ridiculous this response in this state has been to COVID-19. The cure cannot be worse than the disease itself, and that's what's happened. We've lost more people and excise death and children to suicide from the repercussions of COVID-19 than from COVID itself. Okay, mm-hmm. The CDC's adjusted their numbers. The hospitals are having to adjust their numbers. And everyone is learning, and they are absolutely shocked that the COVID deaths are a fraction of what the deaths in this state have been. Heart disease has disappeared. Stroke has disappeared. Cancer has disappeared. Respiratory disease has disappeared. Everything's COVID. Every single thing is COVID. How is that possible? Because they're getting paid. And so we are here at the county commission today to demand that our county commissioners provide us with a public hearing so we can get in front of them with, I don't care if it's the health district, if they need to bring Kevin Dick in here, that incompetent hack, and we get to question him. I want answers. The public has spent 9 months sitting around and they're gone broke. Their kids are taking their own lives. And we came here today to share stories with these commissioners on why we want a public hearing. And we want to hear from those in charge making these rules that they're imposing on us, why they're making them, and where they're getting their data and their science from. Because everywhere else you look, the scientific data says otherwise. They say the lockdowns don't work, the restrictions don't work. And in New York City alone, only 1.4% of the contract tracing was able to trace infection debt back to restaurant and bars. But 74% of the infections came from home small gatherings. Okay, why is that? Because you're forcing everybody home where their kids are distance learning, where all their people are stopping by, where they're having business meetings, where they're operating out of. It makes sense. It has to be spread out. You cannot have people stuck at home. The governor knows this. The blue state governors that are imposing this tyranny, this is an agenda. If they truly cared about the American people or about Nevadans, they would open up like the other 18 or more red states have done that don't have mass death and have far lower death rates and minimal unemployment now. But in Nevada, we're up in the two or three highest unemployment in the country, highest infection, and highest death per capita. It's nonsense, and it needs to end. And today we brought it to the county commission, and we're demanding a public hearing. We want answers.
Joey, you are definitely the champ of Nevada and business owners all across the state. Please let people know how to get a hold of you and be a part of bringing Nevada back to life for our economy.
Well, I would just say that, Monica, listen, people can go just Google Joey Gilbert and you'll get to one of my sites, but you can go on my Facebook page. Most importantly, COVID-19 Nevada Strong. It's got the lawsuits. It's got the templates. It's got videos. I need every single Nevadan to watch that they've deleted off Facebook and YouTube. Go to COVID-19 Nevada Strong and check out that information. And I'll just say this. If this Washoe County Commission does not give us a hearing, I am suing them. And I am going to get these guys in court. I'm going to get them under oath. And we're going to start asking questions after we file these public record requests, because I want their emails. I want their text messages. I want to know what they're talking about behind closed doors when Nevadans are suffering and their kids are taking their own lives.
Joey Gilbert, God bless you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and I know from all of my listeners, for every single thing that you are taking on and doing for the hardworking men and women of Nevada. Thank you so much, and get back to work.
Thank you, Monica. Have a great one. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Yes, hopefully very soon. There you have it. Where did Battleborn come from? It's on T-shirts. It's on businesses in their names. It's on signs. Is that just a saying? Is that just words to say to make it seem good? If you truly believe that you are battle born and you are a Nevadan, whether you be a transplant or a native, then stand up for your business, for your livelihood. Employees, get behind your employers. Bring Nevada back to life. Because the only thing that elected representatives are doing is talking while your businesses, while your livelihoods, while your jobs are dying. We are going to see homelessness increase. We are going to see more suicides. We are going to see more bankruptcies. We are going to see more businesses that never come back. Yet the corporations, they're fine. It's just the middle class. It's just the mom and pop that they want to kill off in the economy. And that's you and me. Are you going to stand for it? What does Nevada Strong mean? Be battle-born. Be Nevada Strong. Be like those other businesses owners who understand their constitutional rights and say, this ain't a law. You're actually violating my rights. Stand up and fight. Open your doors. Take off your masks. Put the tables back out. Let people in. Be battle-born. We'll be right back to wrap up the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, he'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've it on a string. Never compromise.
That's the way it is. You have to stand up. Because there are people with money and power who want to take you down and live under their thumb. That's what this election was all about. It wasn't about race. It wasn't about a virus. They're going to keep throwing more stuff. They're going to keep throwing that scat until something sticks to the wall. The fear was pretty strong in people, but we're breaking through. You have to understand that globalism requires you to be broke, so you look to the government, no matter who it is, to help you survive. So all those mom and pop shops out there, all those stores that you love going into, the buying local, we need to get back to that. Buy gift cards from local stores, gift certificates this Christmas. Get us back on track. And know that this is bigger than all of us. We have to protect our middle class and our economy, because Governor Sisolak and Hillary Sheevy ain't going to do it. Thank you so much to Joey Gilbert. Make sure you check out the podcast if you need to re-listen. I love you. We're going to win this. Have faith.